This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. College internships can be a toss of the dice as to what a job entails. Sometimes it's something cool, like a medical student assisting on a surgery. Other times it's more of a drudgery, like a business student photocopying documents all day. Well, Tyler Lewis's internship was definitely in the first category, as he worked earlier this year at the White House.
You kind of have to pinch yourself every day you're there and remember where you're at.
When the 20-year-old University of South Florida St. Petersburg political science senior applied for the position, he didn't think he would get it.
It's a very prestigious internship, and the applicants are coming from all over the country, from prestigious Ivy League schools and all these people with tons of experience, and I never really thought I had a big chance at it.
But Lewis, an Eagle Scout from Largo, was one of about 140 students selected. He ended up being the sole intern assigned to work in the local arm of the White House Office of Intergovernmental Affairs, where he was one of just four staffers working with hundreds of mayors and other local elected officials from across the U.S.
One day you're dealing with a problem in Portland or, you know, a city up north, and then another day you're having somebody come in from Texas or all these different areas across the country, and everybody has a different thing they want solved by the White House.
Lewis's duties varied.
Some days it was really simple work, like preparing briefing memos, and other days it was escorting mayors into the White House for meetings. And it was a very unique experience in the fact that nothing that I did was the same for every day. It was a different experience every day.
He worked in the Dwight D. Eisenhower Executive Office Building, but he paid multiple visits across the street to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
You have to savor that moment. You're there at the White House. You only get to walk up the Navy steps so many times, or walking in the West Wing so many times. And it's one of those things where sometimes you just have to look up and remember where you're at.
Lewis said his most exciting moment came early in his internship. The U.S. Conference of Mayors welcomed about 300 mayors to the White House for a full day of briefings and meetings with federal officials, and the Office of Intergovernmental Affairs ran the show.
3 weeks in and not knowing what I was doing, and I was able to take part in this event, not only plan and help execute this entire event, but I actually got to go into the East Room and watch the president give his remarks.
But it wasn't all hard work. Lewis had the chance to bowl on the historic Truman Bowling Alley, which used to be in the White House and now is in the basement of the Eisenhower Building.
All the presidents have bowled there and their staffs have bowled there. And to bowl there was kind of crazy, coming from like a bowling alley in Largo, Florida, to bowling in the White House. You know, sums up the journey for me.
Lewis also worked at the annual White House Easter Egg Roll.
It's amazing to see how interested people are with the White House, still as a building and as an organization. It's something that not a lot of people will ever have the chance to experience. And being able to work the Easter Egg Roll was an event that made me realize how lucky I was to be at the White House.
Judith Ann Scourfield McLaughlin, a USF St. Pete Associate Professor of Political Science, helped her student get the internship. Scourfield McLaughlin, who lost in her bid last fall for a seat in the Florida Senate, had worked in the White House during the Clinton administration.
Tyler has had a wonderful opportunity when he was in D.C., work that will be on his resume. He now has connections, and I think he'll be very well positioned once he graduates USF St. Petersburg and is ready to get a job. Whether he plans to go back to D.C. or stay involved in Florida politics, he will have many more doors open to him now.
Lewis is scheduled to graduate next year. He plans to get a master's degree in public policy and then pursue a career in the public sector and maybe even run for office.
I think that that's the only way we can get positive change is when good people want to make that change.
Do you aspire for maybe the White House one day?
I don't know if necessarily anybody wants a job of president, but I definitely not going to rule it out. So we'll see how the cards fall.
You can see pictures of Tyler Lewis's time in Washington on our webpage, wusfnews.org. For University Beats, I'm Mark Schreiner.